advancement in vehicle technology, availability of advanced vehicle has supported the industry. Aircraft have taken a big height in the bringing of aircraft, like we boost of Airbus 380, Boeing 787, which are most advanced built vehicles or mode of transport in usage nowadays. Boeing 787 can take at least 400 passengers, offering very many services which generally you can consider as luxury. Availability of advanced vehicle mentioned about, and so the technology that is used, like electric vehicle with a specific number plate, we find all the advancements in the buses and car. An increase in capabilities of vehicle in terms of their size. I mentioned this and picked up the example of transatlantic flight, which did not happen until end of 60s. People were still taking ship to cross, even within Europe to India, for example. Those days it used to take 2 to 3 stops in between just for refueling, because the fuselage capacity was limited. The quota 3, which was the transport that was used in the late 50s and beginning of 60s, was very popular here. But to go from Mumbai to London, it used to stop at 3 places en route. Even when I flew to America in 80, I had to take 2-3 stops before I could land in New York. It was going through Mumbai, Frankfurt, Frankfurt, London, and then finally London, New York, which could be a fairy tale now because we have got aircraft flying nonstop thanks to the advancement in technology. Moving further in advancement of technology, it also influences customer choice, especially as to which destination can be reached faster within acceptable time period with less cost strain. Though that cannot be picked up as an example for discussion now because of the price being so very much high because of less commercial airline operating at full schedule. But yes, this is a finest example of influence of customer's choice. Passenger pick up those airlines which can take them faster, and direct flights instead of transit or 1 or 2 stop flight. Exploring possibilities of using electric vehicle, this has been happening. Now we have everything where electronic vehicles are in use, be it is motorbike, air, car or buses. Moving further, operational constraint with use of information and communication technology. What are we talking about? We are referring to development have made it possible for passenger transport service provider to control efficiently large volume of business because of their ICT development. You can put everything through information technology and communication technology, where at the push of button or by setting up of the software, you can communicate very fast. So airline would know how many passengers would be arriving in their hub to connect to another flight before they could arrive. They could also hear with the help of technology that specific baggages have been left behind and the passenger who would land may not find it, so that mental shock and the other shocks don't come to the passenger. Aligned with the technology, assure passenger your bag would come by next flight and so on. So all these are thanks to the ICT technology. This is now possible in road and railway transport too. You get connected. You can learn about various technology by knowing where the train is, where is it stopped, where is the time that you arrive while you are in the train or while you are outside the train, all thanks to ICT. Regulatory structure refers to the operations of international and national passenger transport system. They were closely controlled and regulated both for domestic and international movement. What example I can give you here is with airline, we had control tower, which we still continue, that control movement of aerospace, navigation of aircraft. We have a specific body, Directorate General of Civil Aviation, Airport Authority of India, and Navigation Authority, all control this movement. Any aircraft flying within the aerospace of our country is being spotted and monitored from the control tower, be a domestic stopping, non-stopping flight, or direct flight, passing through the corridor of our aerospace, are monitored. And it is good to say for international operation also. Many countries are putting regulatory structure on monitoring of the flight to such an extent that America, for example, USA, ask every single airline to provide details of the passenger arriving on their flight 72 hours in advance so that they can scrutinize specific passenger and allow him to enter their country. In scenarios where a spotted and identified passenger were considered as a threat to the security, the aircraft were cordoned by the military aircraft, Air Force, and brought safely into aerospaces of America, taken into a corner, and the specific person was identified for further questioning. So much is the technology and expectation and regulatory policy that has been set up. Airline that or passenger that doesn't, who doesn't share the detail, because airline and travel agent are advised to obtain detailed information of the passenger, which is part of regulatory. Not to forget mentioning about the behavior of the cabin crew, including the pilot. They are regularly monitored and advised to be fresh and without consuming any liquor so that it could cause damage to the aircraft or put the lives of flying passenger at the risk. Students, we are moving on to this topic of transportation. We are understanding various elements of air flight, aircraft, ship, and other mode of transport. Now we are looking at the operational constraint. What are the environmental issues? Growth of use of various type of transport system hurts the environment, an accepted fact which has been addressed by not only respective government, but also by international organizations who are serious in implementing strict vigilance and control over that. Main areas of environmental concern are what? Noise, emission, use of energy, congestion, and waste production and disposal. Various things, noise. How does noise make aircraft taking off, landing, warming up, taxiing, all make noise? Here, student, I would like to share an information here. Few airports, especially London Heathrow Airport, has a policy called midnight curfew. And what is that referred to? From 12 in the evening till early morning 6 a.m., London Heathrow Airport does not allow any international flight to land or take off except few identified routing of the aircraft that comes in between these time. Otherwise, those aircraft cannot land before that. Only those few hand-picked aircraft or airlines have been allowed to fly over to control the noise, because the citizen of that region have won a case long, many years back, and that's still implemented to control noise pollution. Aircraft, by chance, arriving into the aerospace of London Heathrow, the aircraft is forced to be in the air till it turns out close to 6 o'clock. If it has landed or given landing permission, it will be kept away from the Heathrow Airport on the runways only. That's called noise pollution, also emissions and use of energy. All this I've spoken. Congestion refers to aircraft taking off and landing. Those of you who would have flown to London Heathrow Airport, and if weather is fine and if you are luckily sitting to the near to the window, just peep out or listen to the pilot who generally says, we are in a line waiting for takeoff. We have 10 aircraft ahead of us. And you can literally see, as I said, if you are close to the window. This is a congestion that cannot be resolved. Many a time you just fly over specific airport because you are not permitted to land. There is a congestion and heavy traffic. These are all some of the environmental issues because it all damage the environment and we need to care for our environment. Regulatory measures adopted include parking, control, restriction on vehicle use, etc. And that has been implemented and monitored as well. Various other operational constraints, fuel price, a common discussion that keep going every time. Fuel prices have shot up. It has been seen as going and coming, and be it the Gulf War, Kuwait-Iraq War, Ukraine-Russia War, or extreme cold winter in Europe, or extreme cold in China. Every time fuel prices fluctuate and shoots up, we have seen an era of fuel sold at $110 for a barrel, which normally doesn't go at that cost. All these are constraints on the aviation industry, especially external business environment and operational constraint. So what is external business environment and operational constraint? Further, we understand it needs capital investment in huge quantity. Each aircraft costs so much of money. Construction of the airport and terminal costs big money. Trackways is needing big money. So big capital investment is required. Small funds won't work. Likewise, there are certain fixed costs, which is the operational constraint that need to be paid. If you land with 5 passengers or with full aircraft, there are landing fees that you have to pay. Whether you have 1 passenger, if there is a technical hit, there is again a strain to pay extra because you are using a gate at the airport, and for that you need to pay. Seat occupancy earning is also there. We have learned in the previous chapter that aircraft seats, airline seats, and hotel room all perishable. So if seats are not occupied, no revenue is earned, airline will be at losses. That's why that's an operational constraint. You can bring in passenger by reducing the flight, but imagine a scenario when there aren't passenger available. People have put up a stop on travel. What would you do? So it becomes seat occupancy, lesser seat occupancy, poor earning or less earning. And of course, fleet utilization. Fleet refers to the type of aircraft or buses or number of cars and so on. And utilization. You have to fully utilize, otherwise it incurs fixed costs. If you have 10 vehicles, you need to put all those 10 vehicles into operation because then you are earning revenue. That's why the strategy of outsourcing is working everywhere, because there you don't have the full utilization. You will only take the number of buses that you need. If you have 2 groups, 50 each, you will take 2 buses. If you like, as an owner, by investing capital and buy 10 buses, then you need to see that those 10 buses are used on a daily basis. Capital investment, I've spoken. Fixed cost, I've spoken. Need huge investment. Capital investment means huge. How do the airline put up this? They go to the consortium of banks, especially in US, there are such consortium of bank. They jointly finance and provide fund to buy aircraft. Not all the aircraft are bought by paying cash. They are bought in a consortium of bank for which EMI are paid from time to time. Fixed costs refer to anything that is to be paid, whether you have one passenger or 50 passengers, like landing fees, operational costs, and high variable costs. Coming back to seat occupancy, identify, you need to fill every single seat of the aircraft. No seat, no revenue. Nobody sitting on the seat, no revenue being generated. Excuse me for saying this, but yes, few sales managers, especially sales team from America, used to always talk to their team and say, please work in the field, get me passengers to occupy my seat. And they used to use the term, I want more bums to sit on my aircraft. So that we run full occupancy and no constraint on lower occupancy, ultimately low earning. This is what the good sales team work in the field of transportation. They want more passengers. They work hard to bring in more occupancy on the seat. Fleet utilization, understood. You have vehicles in big numbers, but your utilization is not to that extent. That's an investment in wrong direction. Solution I gave you is people or the organization, corporate, they outsource this and they only rent, lease or ask for vehicle which they need, number of buses, vehicles and guide. Long-term marketing tasks to be taken in marketing for passenger transport. Demand estimation, expect, visualize how much will be the demand and then forecast them as a long term. Finding ways to reduce marketing costs. Any cost that you save will add up to your profit. So find out how you can reduce costs. There are different companies, advisory companies. One of them is Kappa that is giving you advices from time to time on issues concerning with the marketing costs, how to reduce your cost and still remain successful in your business strategies. Building corporate product and brand so that you get more business through your connectivity to corporate brand and your own brand formation would result into creating a business image of your product. Relationship marketing, tying up with others, selling your product through various other channels like relationship. So tie up with a bank, tie up with airline, tie up with hotel, tie up with car rental company is creating a relationship market so that winning, win for everyone. Because each one is supporting one another. Establishing strategic linkage, we have spoken on that. Strategic linkage is always required because it brings in collaboration, cooperation with those established linkages, ultimately benefiting the growth and the sustainability of the company. Students, we are looking into marketing tasks, and now we come to demand estimation. How can you estimate a demand? Based on your experience and your research and continuous monitoring, you can forecast and estimate the demand. This season is coming. Last year we had so much load factor. This year is a different year. For example, transportation company, this year 2022, most celebration, be it is Ganpati or I'm giving example, Ganesh Utsav or other festival, you said we have been living without the fear of coronavirus. So you see more activities happening, more social get-togethers are happening. And that is the element of research work and demand forecasting. It is a reviewed periodic basis for the planning of future operation network, route schedule, etc. So we are not leaving any stone unturned in understanding the demand and the need for forecasting. Because if you forecast well, then there is good strategies that you would adopt. Ultimately, you would get more business. Last minute hassles, for example, a rail, say example, Rajdhani Express going to Delhi. They have noticed that there are 340 passengers on waiting list, which is quite a big number. You don't expect 340 cancellation. To provide support to them, they think of strategy and capacity management, demand estimation that we would need 350 more passengers to sit on Rajdhani Express going from Mumbai to Delhi, so they would add up a bogie that could accommodate 200. Still, the demand keep rising. They won't close this demand. They would let reservation keep coming, and by observation and demand forecasting, instead of adding one bogie, they would add two bogies. So all those are on waiting list, are cleared with the waiting list, and they get confirmation. This is how professionally you work toward demand estimation. And it comes with experience. That's why they hire people who have vision and understanding and invest their quality time in demand forecasting and estimation, obviously. Finding ways to reduce marketing costs. Everyone thinks of reducing costs because money that is saved is a profit. Anything that is not spent unnecessarily, any expense that is not incurred, which is not supposed to be incurred, unwantedly or wantedly, you don't spend, that's a cost saving. So there are findings, airline, railways, all think of those cost saving. To be leader in the market, transport service provider, seek ways to reduce marketing costs. Any element of marketing has to be worked on so that your costs drop. Again, remember, anywhere in the business, don't cut costs with cutting corners. Cut the cost in the benefit of the passenger. So the service should not be compromised in cost cutting. What they say in English is, don't cut the corners, which means then you are compromising on your service, which is a bad strategy. Because your service, quality of product, if you make arrangement and cut the cost, you have no success. Moving further, focusing on the repeat customer, depend on them. They are your loyal customer. They have experienced your services. They are your mouth ambassador. They will bring in more passengers and it will increase your profitability of your product. Marketing tasks, again, building corporate product and brand strength by offering quality service, transport service, attempt to create their product and brand image. We have spoken on creating and building brand image. It is linked to the same thing that may be achieved by addressing various market segments and the specific product catering to their need. So brand image takes a lot of time, but take it in long run a successful. Airlines like Emirates, like Singapore Airlines, Cathay Pacific, and mention few more, Qatar Airways, they have created their brand image in a long term. They have not compromised on the safety and security. They have not offered cheap fare just to get customers and compromise on the quality. So this is the way to go of building corporate product and brand strength so that your brand itself is speaking for your quality. Relationship marketing, having more partners, more relationship in taking products, providing a scenario of win-win situation for all of us. We move further, establishing strategic linkage, establishing developing marketing strategies in transport industry. Linkage can provide benefit for each, as I mentioned, win-win scenario for all of us. It's a virtual form of corporate consolidation without actual getting into merging. Example of such major alliances mentioned the Star Alliance, One World, or Sky Team. These are cooperation and linkage, establishing linkage. They don't only link align in these alliances, but they pick up alliances with hotel, car rental company. So the beneficiary gets earning of points, loyalty with specific hotel group, a specific car rental company. Basically providing and creating strategic link would be a win-win situation for all of those who join strategic. We come to another topic, short-term marketing tasks. What is there set for us for short-term? Segment-specific promotion, short-term pricing, anything done for the short time, reaping the benefit for a short time. As I mentioned, short-time alliances or short-time marketing tasks is also a test so that if it is successful, can be made as a long-term task. Marketing the margin, managing the crisis, all require quality and tasks to be put with great attention. If you manage the crisis management requires a lot of thinking, a lot of research, quite a cool approach, and success would come to you. So crisis management is a role many companies successfully design. And then segment of specific promotion, segment them. Important to have the knowledge of customer. You should understand what your customer want, what they will be happy with, what type of services they would expect, and so on. You keep a regular profile of that client. Good corporate always keep a profile of their customer. Tour operators also do the similar thing. So customer goes and says, book me so-and-so, and I'm going with the family, all of them. Nobody in the travel industry who is dealing with a corporate client would keep asking, what's your passport number? What's your date of birth? What date it is valid up to? Because you keep that in profile of the customer. Likewise, if you fill up frequent flyer program, then all the linkages are there. The moment you push up, everything tops up and you start automatically filling them up. This is the reason why specific segment promotion work in aviation, hospitality, and overall transport industry. Transport companies need to develop specific offers, often with third parties such as organizing of events, sport fixtures, and festivals that appeal to the targeted groups, use of data mining techniques, provide us the necessary market analysis. All this what suggests is to address a major market, you have to segment it. And according to the segment you need to address, that will bring in a marketing task easier for you in passenger transport. Short-term pricing and yield management also is a difficult task, but transport companies, very much like other companies, work towards it. Most company practice way are adopted because it has proved success. It was tested. For example, railways usually do not reduce the fare, the topic that I've been talking for long. They don't reduce the fare or increase the fare paid by customer, because their services are overcrowded at commuter time. Yes, we say that, okay, the fare is 5 rupees. We are happy that we pay 5 rupees to go from A point to B as the minimum fare. But are you happy? You go like a sardine in that crowded train. The commuters are in big number. So you are OP, they have not rather increased or reduced. Because unless you pay, because if you start asking extra money, you need to provide service. Another example is reduction of fares in off-peak season by airline companies, and this happened. Right now, Government of India was putting a cap on the pricing, which has been lifted. So we may possibly see more positive things emerging. Marketing the margin, short-term decisions are seeking to achieve the break-even level of seat occupancy. This thing I address, what is a break-even, what is the yield management. For example, operating a flight from Mumbai to Dubai, paying for EMIs, paying for fuel costs, paying fees for the crew members, the salaries, and all other expenses. The aircraft would cost, say, 5 lakh rupees to operate a flight Mumbai to Dubai, Boeing 737-800 series. They have so much of seat, so the yield management system working to work on that, that 5 lakh rupees, if they earn in form of revenue by selling the entire aircraft, you have just broken, you have done a break even. To make earning, then you need to have more seats so that you make 6 lakh rupees. Example, you have earned 1 lakh rupees for operating a flight from Mumbai to Dubai. That's how the break even points are taken into consideration. Your operational cost, your overhead, and other expenses from the sale of ticket, ultimate earning, what is your break-even. So no airline work for break-even. Every airline look as per what they would earn, because that's why they are running services. They are not doing it for charity. So aimed at securing on daily basis, this has been looked into. The vital marginal increment in customer purchase, which makes a major difference to profit or loss by looking at break-even. They work on a daily basis. Flight went with 89% occupancy. We needed 80% only to break-even. If it is 9% more occupancy of the aircraft, obviously you made money. And on a specific day, it flew with just 60%, down with 20%, resulting in what? Loss. That's the monitoring of marketing margin. Managing the crisis, a difficult era for any airline, but it do come and you need to be ready in managing the crisis. You just can't give up and say enough. No. There are many unpredictable changes in the external business environment, resulting in need of contingency and crisis planning as a part of marketing. Crisis conditions call for immediate responses. What they say, repair the damage immediately. Because if you don't stop it, if you find that such is the reason for ongoing losses, or this is a primary cause of damage, stop it. Stopping means you are not allowing further losses to happen, and then go into the strategy of repairing the damage. What damages have happened, how to repair, how to create a positive image for the negative image that has been caused by the emergency crisis. Now, tsunami happened, Thailand got to handle that scenario in strategic way in handling the crisis. So first thing was advised that there are no more tsunami going to hit after 26th of December 2004. Side effect will be lower. That brought in some sort of how government is handling if the dead bodies are found. The passports of living people were lost in the water. So what is done? All that is crisis management. It is a special field. It needs a lot of attention, understanding of business, and strategic planning to repair as a marketing task. Few examples of domestic transport done by specific tour operators where they are selling. This seems to be the latest one. You can see here how the fares are high. Same day return trip per person is 1 lakh rupees. Going down where? Delhi departures from 10th May to 20th June for Dham Yatra by helicopter. 1 lakh rupees. 1,15,000 to another area, Badrinath, by chopper. So those who can afford, as I said, during the crisis, domestic tourism was ultimately seeing big growth. This one, flying to Himalayas dream by Tibro Orbit group of companies, they are giving their fare. This is just an example of domestic travel. International go to good to go, and what they are highlighting, Australia, Queensland, Australia, international travel. A very finely designed poster suggests various things, also giving the fare, which stand at 47,800. I'm sure this is an old poster because fares are exorbitantly high in post-COVID era. We are hopeful by the beginning of first quarter of 2023, possibly we would see a favorable fare emerging out. Another example of domestic travel highlighting the transport. In the earlier two slides, we saw cruise, we saw helicopter. Here we are seeing the rail. Maharaja on world most luxurious train, Palace on Wheel. You see that they have used. And this is being promoted by Tibro. Here I come to an end of our talk on transport system. Thank you very much for listening to me. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.